What happened was, I saw this in Carolina. They're arguing over the restrooms, and now this is becoming a political forum. And I'm not going to believe that any transvestites or anybody. This is not a. To me, it's go to the bathroom. It's not a big deal here. And yet it's became something that I'm fascinated with. I don't think the person of gender choice becomes somebody that's going to, is perverted enough to listen to somebody pee. I'm not going to accept that. I don't think that there's a, there are some people that are, it doesn't matter. They're going to cause problems. And I'm not going to, I'm not buying that. I think it's probably one of the, one of the anyway, what I did was I had some fun with this poem because it kind of bothered me that they would do this, would make such an issue out of it, because I don't see it as an issue at all. Okay, and so I wrote something called Peeing My Pants. I thought of he, she, him, or shim, where to go, when there's no place to pee. And if Shakespeare were alive, he'd pen to pee or not to pee. That is the question. And I thought and thought with bladder full, where do you go when nobody wants you? Where do you go when your pantaloons, dear fool? Guessing it all depends, all dirty thoughts and all dirty deeds, but in all giving pain to rump cheek strain, a new meaning, a new outcry, you go girl, oh boy, you go. That's my take on it. I actually handled sexual abuse crimes, including rapes, and it is not that. And on that, it's, if you keep in mind, off poetry here, it's an act of violence. That's what sexual abuse and rape is. It's first the act of violence, then everything else. And this is taught by, I went to school for this, I went to different rape crisis thing, always. And I don't think this person that's going into a men's room or ladies' room, it's not that. Okay, and that is my stand on it. They can argue that till the cows are coming home, but I'm not accepting it. Anyway, that's my take. Any more poetry here?
I think Nancy had a poem.
Nancy, come on up here and read.
Everybody else think it's too late or something? My goodness. Okay. All right. Okay. Gifts from my father. On the morning of the date I live past your final age, 9 days short of 77, I dream you surprise me with a pile of tissue-wrapped presents. Giggling like your 7-year-old, I open each package. A sky blue scarf flows from beige paper. A plaid coin purse emerges from silver. And delighting me the most, 3 small cans of food for my cats. From you who insisted, God never intended animals to live indoors. Years ago in lived time, not long after your passing, I then but 33, we discovered a small cardboard box holding your few saved treasures. A lapel pin, your company's logo. My brother's World War II good conduct ribbon. Slips of paper, jottings by my mother, Bible verses, aphorisms, quotes, and one yellowed newspaper clipping. My college yearbook face above news of some accomplishment, I struggle now to recall, and you never forgot. Thank you.
I think that concludes the poetry tonight, and let's bring it out next week. Bring your stuff, bring your sign and stuff. Michael, I'm looking forward to your group coming out. And
some new voices, Johnny.
Well,
mostly out of the eight poets, five of them are new voices in our workshop.
Wow.
One is a recent voice, and two are Libby and Barry.
Well, I've been with you for, I guess, 40 years or whatever it's been. We can, you know, we could guess at one time.
We were council members together.
Absolutely, when Shady Side was Shady Side.
So we have
a lot of history. And I remember Michael, we had a poet named Etheridge Knight. I still have tapes of him. And so it's been a wonderful history. And I wouldn't want to change any of it. The only thing I would like to do is obviously find that better metaphor. And I'm going to leave you a real quick little story here, and I'm going to leave you with this. It's an old man's story, old men. I have a bunch of boxing gyms, eight of them. And this little kid, his name's Isaiah, he's been coming to the gym since he's with his father, since he's like 2-3 years old. And he's 8 years old, and he's running everywhere. And I watched him, he'd sit in his little stroller and hit the bag, you know. And so this kid zooms everywhere. And you can't watch kids. I mean, it's a boxing gym. So this kid, and they're guys in their 40s, climbs up on the rope. But first he puts this cushion down there, okay, this boxing chest protector there. He climbs up on the turnbuckle, so he's about, I guess, 4 or 5 feet up in the air, and he wants to do a jump like a super fly. But he jumps up, kicks his feet down, and he comes down, misses the cushion, and lands on the hard canvas in the plywood on his rump and his little small testicles. Boom! And all the old men are watched him. All they see is this little kid flying. And he lands, and of course, this shock, and all the old men like us, once we knew he was okay, he's crying, and he's sitting there going, well, Isaiah, you'll never do that again, okay? Okay? And I say, Isaiah, don't do that. And he goes, you'll never do that again. But I know there's a metaphor there somewhere. There's a simile of him flying. And the metaphor is the impact, you know? And I'm just trying to figure how I can work that. It will definitely work, but these are the kind of events in my life. So if you ever get a chance, go to a boxing gym, which I plan on having a read there. Oh, one last thing I want to show you. This is my new book. It's called Scales of Just Us. The only thing we're doing right here now is the color coding and the print has to be enlarged. It's a prose-ish piece production, and I feel really good about this. And the last good news, I got talked to the people from Hollywood. They're taking my other two books, and they are writing a pilot for television from them. Now, does that mean it's going to make it? I don't know. They're writing the pilot, and they feel confident, and I'm going to be taking a train out there probably in a month. But how about that for when everybody else was taking police work real serious, I was writing poetry. So which was more serious, the police work or the poem? All right, guys. Good evening.